Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talking about this messy Jameis Winston incident as he is facing a three-game suspension and is expected to be suspended three games by the National Football League. We'll also touch some other football things right now with Russell Baxter, profootballguru.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, @BaxFootballGuru. Russell, good morning. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Good morning. You sound very energetic. I like your band.
No worries. Hey, I'm not even on coffee this morning, Russell, so I'm ready to talk to you. Let's start with Jameis Winston. Another horrific story with him. Expected to be suspended for three games. How do you react to the latest with him?
Well, I want to see how this plays out. I mean, there seems to be more details coming out in this story about who was there and said they were there and apparently may not have been there. From my understanding, this wasn't necessarily a three-game suspension. It might have been something a little longer. So I think this is very fluid right now, Zach. I'm just going to be curious to see how this all plays out. You know, Jameis obviously had some issues while he was in Florida State. This is an incident from about 2 years ago now that the NFL, I guess, has been looking into. But again, if you've read the latest, part of the story involves Ronald Darby from the Philadelphia Eagles and perhaps and someone else. And I guess the big question mark now is who was there and who claimed to be there and now who is claiming not to be there. So I'm going to be curious if this necessarily remains a three-game suspension.
And the other story with Brandon Banks does line up with the Uber driver's Kate story, as the three of them were there with the separate Uber driver, and then he did go home alone where the alleged incident did occur. Jameis Winston is entering his fourth year in the National Football League. They did pick up his option. If he passes that physical in March, they could still void that as we know it. But when it comes to that next contract, could you trust him to give him a new contract if you're Tampa?
Well, I think this obviously raises some doubts, any question about it. If I recall last year, Jameis had some, he missed three games because he was hurt, but there was also, that weird thing that happened in the Saints game. And I'm not talking about him, putting his fingers in his mouth, but there was, I'm trying to remember the thing that involved Mike Evans and so on. So, there's just the twinge of the issues that some people had with him based on some of the things that happened at Florida State. I mean, I obviously there's something you have to take a look at. I mean, the guy was first pick in the draft. For the most part, he's been a pretty steady player. I don't think he's been anything spectacular. Again, he has an issue when it comes to turning over the football. As much as he produces, he also gives it away. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how and if the suspension comes down and how Jameis reacts during the suspension and how he reacts, Zach, after the suspension. I think it's all in play right now.
Why do you think that this has already been leaked about the three games before the NFL has officially ruled this? And also going off that, we've seen a lot of these cases in the NFL and we never know what the exact number will be. So I'll be curious to find out how they got to three, if three is in fact the right number.
Yeah. That to me is maybe the biggest issue besides, the allegations and so on. How these things get leaked out, and in this day and age where, it used to be a jury was 12 people. A jury now is either 140 characters or 280 characters. And, once these things get – and listen, this as well as I do. Allegation comes out. Well, first off, he's guilty or she's guilty, regardless of the facts, okay? and it's this groundswell, and then new stuff, and we're seeing it right now, new stuff comes out. So you almost have to sit there and wait and wait and wait to see what the true story is. And the problem with this stuff, quote-unquote, leaking out, like you said, is, to me, is very problematic. How it gets out, who lets it get out. Listen, I understand being excited about a trade and speculating on a trade. This is the kind of stuff that you don't want to speculate on, because I don't think enough of us know about it in terms of the law to sit there and make guesses. But of course, right now, everyone has an opinion and everybody is judge and jury. And again, we still don't know, have all the facts. That to me, Zach, is very problematic.
I just have a tough time, though, believing and trusting Jameis Winston because of his past. And that's why he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, Russell.
Oh, there's no question about it. Okay. I certainly understand that. But of course, as you know, everything is separate. Things are
fair.
Different. I mean, just because you did something wrong in the past doesn't mean you did something wrong right now. Okay. So, I mean, listen, I'm very idealistic that way. God forbid that we actually follow the letter of the law and so on. But again, you asked about stuff like this leaking out. That's the problem with this stuff leaking out.
Talking to Russell Baxter, profootballguru.com. You give him a follow on Twitter, @BaxFootballGuru. You mentioned Ronald Darby, and he defended Jameis Winston, and his story may not turn out to be true. Could he possibly be facing discipline from the league?
I think what you would have to consider is his past as well. I mean, obviously something that's in play here is Jameis' past. You just brought it up, as a matter of fact. I don't know if he would necessarily face discipline from the league. Listen, he might be in bigger trouble with the law if he actually, I don't know if it's technically perjury, okay, but if he lied to police or he lied to investigators, that might be a separate problem altogether.
I guess his out would be that he was in the Uber going there, and maybe he got it confused on what Uber would be. I guess that would be his out. No, maybe.
I don't know. I'm not an expert on lying.
Well, you are an expert on football, as we're talking to Russell Baxter. So let's get to some other things, moving away from this Jameis Winston situation. I'm going to give you the player. You tell me if a contract gets done before the start of the season. What happens with Earl Thomas?
It's tempting to think he could go somewhere else. Right now, to me, he, along with Russell Wilson, he is one of the faces of the Seahawks franchise. I think a contract will get done with him.
Aaron Donald.
Most definitely a contract will get done with him. I mean, you go back and look at what he's accomplished in a short time. The Rams have the Rams are all in this year. And Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, Brandon Cooks. I think most definitely. I won't be surprised he'll be the next highest paid defensive player in the league.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Ooh, I think a contract will get done, but the idea that he wants to be the highest paid player in the NFL, regardless of prediction, will not get done.
Just to follow up on that, he's right now saying he will not hold out. There's still some time, obviously, before training camp does start. Do you think he'll stay true to his word that he'll be there when training camp starts, even if a deal's not done?
Yeah, I think he will, because, I mean, listen, he still is technically under contract. He's coming off a season in which he was hurt. As he began his career hurt with hamstring issues and so on. Listen, he's been on the field. He's been absolutely spectacular. Odell Beckham Jr. hasn't done himself any favors with some of his public persona. As far as playing persona, he's been absolutely tremendous. And if he wants to get paid as a football player, I think he understands how the game works.
I'll give you one more in some of these contract situations. Le'Veon Bell, I don't think a deal gets done. I think he's going to show up, and We'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, I don't think a new deal will get done with him as well, because I think it would have been done already. And this is, you know, we're now into kind of, for lack of a better word, Kirk Cousins territory here. You know, franchise tag. And by the way, with Le'Veon, exclusive franchise tag. So it's not like he's been able to talk to anyone else, or anyone else has been able to make an offer to him and so on. And interesting enough, if Le'Veon plays under franchise tag again this year, he will have already been in the league 6 years, okay? We consider the wear and tear on a running back, and the wear and tear on a running back who does as much as he does as a runner, a receiver, and blocker, and so on. So I think the Steelers are just going to let this play out. Ideally, they should get a long-term deal done, and you would hope they would get a long-term deal for all parties associated, but I think there's a reason they drafted James Conner last year. There's a reason they drafted Jalen Samuels this year. I mean, they're a pretty smart organization, and they've never allowed anyone to really kind of hold them hostage, for lack of a better word, financially.
I got a minute 30 left as we're wrapping up with Russell Baxter right now from ProFootballGuru.com. Just in closing, San Francisco and also Kansas City, curious to see what those two clubs will do this year. A lot of hype with San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo, and then Kansas City will have Mahomes under center getting rid of Alex Smith. How about those two teams in San Francisco and then also the Chiefs?
Well, I think the thing you have to look at with San Francisco is you go back to when they lost those five games. I mean, they won those five games at the end of the year. And I'm not going to poo-poo a five-game winning streak. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo came in and offered them a lot of stability. But they also, you know, you go back to the first three wins, Zach, of that winning streak. Robbie Gould kicked 15 field goals in those three games. Their offense finally kind of burst out the last two games against Jacksonville and the Rams. And then in the Rams games, you will remember, a lot of the Rams sat out because they had already clinched a playoff berth. So, again, just dissecting it a little. So I think the jury is still very out on the 49ers. As for the Chiefs, I've been kind of kidding about this all along. I think the Chiefs would have a great chance to enter the next Olympics as a track team. Okay? Think about Pat Mahomes and that arm.
A lot of speed.
Think about, well, a lot. My goodness. Tyreek Hill and now Sammy Watkins to go along with a guy in Kareem Hunt who led the league in rushing but also catch the pass. You could still say see him going down the seam against the Patriots in week one last year.
Yeah, but Andy Reid, Russell, he'll find a way to screw it up in the postseason one way or another.
Well, listen, I mean, that's unfortunately Andy's legacy right now with the Chiefs. I mean, 1 year you blow a 28-point third-quarter lead at Indianapolis, and then last year you blew an 18-point lead at home in the playoffs as well. So, listen, I think Andy Reid's a great coach. Something kind of goes off in his head clock management-wise when it comes to the postseason. You know, I think there are Eagle fans, even though they won the Super Bowl, they're still upset about Andy Reid's clock management in Super Bowl 39.
As someone that lives in Philadelphia and has worked in Philadelphia, you're right. There's a lot of Eagles fans that can't get over that one. At Bax Football Guru, Russell Baxter, we'll talk to you again down the road as we get closer to the season. Thanks, Russell.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.